So it's day two at South by Southwest 2012, and it's still raining. Not as much, but enough. And I'm here with...
I'm Simon Willison. I'm the co-founder of Lanyard.
So Lanyard is seems to be getting... Well, I mean, it did last year, but this year in particular, loads of people talking about it. And you've got some new stuff that you created. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so Lanyard, normally what we do is help people find the right conferences and professional events to go to all around the world. But for South by Southwest, we use it as a sort of laboratory to try out new things for helping people get more out of the event while they're there. And this is the ideal event for it. There are over 1,500 sessions. There are nearly 3,000 speakers at the event. And just figuring out what to go to is really tricky. So we've done a few things. One of the things we have is a website, austin.lanyard.com. You go there, you sign in with Twitter, and we'll show you the sessions that the people you follow are speaking at or are planning to go to or are tracking. So it filters down those 1,500 sessions to a much more sensible subset of things that you're probably going to be interested in. We've also got a really good grid view this year, so you can see a nice big grid of everything you're going to, and it's designed to work really well on things like the iPad, where you can pinch and zoom in and out to get a big picture view, and then zoom in and see what's happening. Yesterday afternoon, we launched something called now.lanyard.com, which shows you events that are on now and next, either the ones that you said you were interested in, or we geolocate you with your phone's GPS, figure out which of the 20-plus venues at South By you're closest to, and tell you what's on there. And that's something which we've been finding just ourselves really useful for, okay, I'm not going to get all the way back to the convention centre, but what else is on nearby that I could try out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is so massive this year that I think just having a tool that kind of helps you cut through that and sort of see what you're supposed to be doing. So you were, we were talking before about kind of, you know, where you are as a startup and the challenges and so on. So just tell us a little bit about that and kind of what, you know, the stage you're at and you know, sort of what your priorities are at the moment.
So we've been running Lanyard now, amazingly to us, it's been over a year and a half. So we're past that sort of initial, we're doing a thing, how exciting point. And we've actually, we raised money. We raised $1.4 million mainly from UK, London-based investors, which we then used to hire a team. So now we've got five people working with us. And we're at the point where the team is working really well. We're building stuff together. We're building software that's, we're building stuff faster and of a higher quality than it when it was just the two of us, which, you know, I think is pretty good. And yeah, so now we're figuring out how to work most effectively and what the most important things we should be building next are. So we've gone from thinking about the money to thinking about the team, and now we're thinking about priorities and figuring out what it is that we need to build next.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I was saying before that I was talking to Bert Herman from Storify yesterday, and he was... he was mentioning the challenge of when you get a good product, then your users kind of start to demand more things for you. And I was wondering how you'd found that. And also, I know you've had some questions around kind of your API. And again, are you kind of getting pressure from developers to open it up and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, there's certainly a case that, you know, it's a good problem to have, but we do have a lot of different constituencies asking us for all sorts of different things. And it's made more complicated for us in that we try to be helpful before, during, and after events. And that's for the attendees, the speakers, the organisers, potentially the venues. There are all of these different people who we need to support in different ways. So, yeah, we have this matrix of people and time periods and needs, and we're just trying to figure out which are the most... What's the most value we can get from building the next thing? But yeah, that's definitely the big challenge.
Okay, and I suppose for the future, then it's about what? It's about concentrating on those priorities and kind of, you know, have you got any kind of real you know, vision beyond sort of, I don't know, the next 12 months in terms of the product, I guess?
I think we're quite proud of ourselves for having a vision that extends to 12 months. So no, our next focus is very much being useful at the event, helping people get the most out of events while they're there. And again, that's why we're spending, that's one of the reasons we come to South by Southwest, is being pretty much the biggest and most challenging technical conference out there, it's a really good playground for experimenting with what kind of things can help people out.
Is it, just something that occurred to me, is there any kind of potential for it to be used as an enterprise tool, for you to use it, for you to kind of work with businesses and for them to use it at their own events as a kind of, a specific tool for them? Or is that not something you've...
Yeah, that's absolutely something. If you look at the larger companies have their own internal conferences, you know, So if we can build tools that make events more effective than the sort of public events, then there's no reason that those tools couldn't be applied to the more sort of private stuff as well.
Excellent. So, and just finally, what's the rest of South by Southwest hold for you? Are you working constantly or are some parties?
Thankfully, we've done the bulk of our new feature development. But now that we're using our features, we're thinking, oh, well, it would be better if it did this instead. And you know, we could definitely improve that. So we'll be hopefully sort of 70% enjoying the conference and maybe 30% improving the tools that we've built.
Well, that's good, because I think it's better than last year. You were just saying that you've been working a lot last year.
Yeah, last year it was 95% building tools and maybe 5%. Yeah, maybe 98%. So this year's much better. It turns out if you bring a team with you, you can at least relax a little bit.
Excellent. Thank you.